That lights up when you turn it on.
What's up, guys? It's not the trend. And we got Jamal in the house.
What's up?
We got Chelsea.
Hey, everybody.
We got LB in the house. We got Jessica.
Woohoo.
We got Michaela.
Why was it so sensual?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. Because I was holding breath and I just finally let it out. Luke's here.
I'm drinking pink Whitney from the Avatar.
I thought you were going to say piss.
You're going to say piss. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's only on the weekends.
Oh, man. Wow. Wait, you could do it on Wednesday if you want.
No.
All right, guys. We got a bunch of comment questions from the last podcast. And we're probably not going to be doing a podcast for a long time. Because, listen, it's the holidays. And you guys are, you know, we're busy. You know, we're adults. We have regular jobs.
We don't care about you.
And families and things.
And stuff like that. So you might hear this on Christmas. So if you hear it on Christmas or the week of, Merry Christmas.
Also, send in your funny family holiday stories so that we have things to read when we come back.
Oh, shit. That just seems like...
And we'll laugh.
Yeah, we didn't get any holiday.
Well, someone did say Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
that's not a story.
That's not a story.
It's not a family. We were hoping for some like family.
Yeah,
drama.
I agree. We were hoping. What were we?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna read some comment questions now, and here we. Some of these are actually funny, so I'm gonna like. This first one I'm gonna read says the only women who VM me know. They annoy their man or the women who get beat.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like that's not funny.
Okay, I guess that's not funny. That's mean. Next.
Don't do that.
Don't beat your wife unless she annoys you. The next one is...
Or it's in bed and she's consenting.
Oh, shit. I guess...
BDSM?
Mm-hmm. BDSM. Okay. Why is it okay for OnlyFans to bamboozle lonely men out of money, but it's not okay for men to bamboozle women out of money, out of sex? I don't know. Stop asking us about OnlyFans.
You know what you're signing up for with OnlyFans. They're not bamboozling shit.
Is
taking not bamboozling, but taking advantage of.
That person says bamboozle.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they said bamboozle.
You
so
know
she,
what you're signing up
she's
for.
Technically, she's technically correct. Speaking about controlling, I want to ask a question about something my boyfriend did. We've not been dating that long, so that's why I'm presenting this. The other day, we were about to go out, and he felt my skirt was a little bit too short and revealing. He felt my breasts were out a little bit too much, and he said, if I don't change, he will prefer not to go out. Is that controlling or a boundary? There's the boundary, right?
I mean, is
wait,
it...
Jessica, are you about to tell me it's controlling? Because
it depends on how he said it.
Yeah.
And also, like, where are you going? Like, are you going to a club where like it's appropriate to show a little titty, or are you going?
Let me tell you something. If we were going to a club, Chelsea was wearing a short ass skirt and showing her titties. I'm gonna say you're not wearing that.
The way they wrote in, it sounds like it's the first time it happened. So it can't be controlling if it's the first time it happened. If it's like habitual, maybe, but like maybe just like I don't like that outfit you're wearing right now.
Wait, so you're saying one time it's fine, more than a couple times, six times it's a problem?
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Six becomes controlling.
I think eight is my limit. Like, after you tell me to stop, you know, shaving my ball hairs, I'm going to have a problem with that.
I'm just going to tell you to stop.
Nobody. I agree with Jessica. It depends on how he says it. And also, well, you know, like, is because it makes him uncomfortable? Or is it because he can, just because he can say
why does there have to be a reason behind it?
Because, like... If you say to do something just because you said it.
Okay, Michaela, real quick, because I don't want to harp on this.
You
can
ask about my situation.
No. I'm good. I'm going to pretend to be Deshaun, and I'm going to give you. Okay. Yo, you ain't wearing that out today.
I'm going.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Babe, I don't want you wearing that out today.
Why?
Okay, goddamn.
And if you give me a good reason, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I understand the point. Because I said so.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine if he has a preference of a woman dressing more modestly, but also, like, was she dressing like that when they met? And mm-hmm. now all of a sudden, he's like...
Yeah, but you change after... You change when you get into a relationship.
Wait,
You change together.
From a woman's point of view, is it different if I give a reason?
Yeah, that's why.
Versus,
I agree.
It's that's why? The
why.
Yeah.
Well, why exactly? That's why.
Wait, but why is it? I'm confused. Why I have to have a reason? Why
because
can't it be
if
like
you're saying it like to be like, don't wear that shirt because I don't want you to. That like that's controlling. Like, there's not like a reason.
Well, but if it makes you uncomfortable and you don't want people to,
there is
know,
a reason, because obviously if there wasn't a reason, he wouldn't say it.
You want to know the reason.
I don't necessarily think that situation was controlling. I mean,
he was letting you know how he felt,
yeah,
which is a good thing. Now, and, like, it's controlling. I mean, like, if you're okay with it, or it's like you're like, no, this is how I dress. I'm not doing this to like get attention. This is like how I like to dress. This is how I've always dressed. And you don't want to change that. And then he says, no, you either dress differently or we're done. Then that's controlling.
Okay. I guess everybody has a different definition of controlling and boundaries. And you just have to find that person who agrees with your boundaries and stuff. So, because my head's spinning right now. Okay. Nobody answered the question of why should the government pay for your baby. I think we did, didn't we?
I gave a good cost benefit related reason.
No, you said that it's just a better way.
It's a better future investment.
But yeah,
so that's a reason.
Yeah, that's a reason.
Okay. Investment in the future is a reason.
Yeah. If they want
What if they don't agree with that investment?
Well,
get the fuck over it. You're not.
What if they don't? Well, late abortion, I guess.
Whoa. Shit. I was gonna actually talk to Jessica about, because I had re-listened to like the podcast that I was editing it, and like I was speaking over Jessica, and she was literally telling me, like, she was literally agreeing with what I was saying, but I can't.
That happens sometimes.
We'll move. I'll talk to her about off the podcast. I was like, why the fuck am? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get in the mood. Sorry.
Men suck.
Men sometimes like to argue with me, even though I'm agreeing with them. And I'm like, dude, we're saying the same thing.
It's because you sound too assertive.
Yeah.
Why are you subservient?
Men like to argue with me.
It's not arguing, it's banter.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that word.
That's right.
All right, next.
I love that word.
You all don't know anything.
Damn. Right, we don't.
You all don't know anything about all those different types of love. As we get older, you haven't experienced it all. Understand this. If you go into marriage, think love will save the day, or your love will last forever, or love is all you need, you are done. Someone said it. It's a partnership, a business partnership. You do what's good for the business. Stop talking about the word love as if you know how to use it. Damn.
Man, they've been through some shit.
Yeah, calm down.
Who hurt?
He started out.
Who hurt you?
You don't know shit.
Oh, shit.
I want to hear this dude's story.
How are you?
I don't know if they meant us, y'all, because I feel like we all were saying how love changes over time.
Yeah.
Who else would they be talking to?
I also think we agree that, like, it's not just love, but, like, choosing that person forever and always committing to that partnership is a form of love.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said,
like,
that there are different forms of love.
Same, yeah, the same, we're in love forever, it's...
You like, know, one day, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna fuck you, love. And next
all
day,
right,
it's like, we're gonna cuddle, love.
I was gonna say, maybe he's talking to you all, the audience.
Oh, there we go.
I definitely
maybe
think it was us.
All right.
Be more specific.
So, what can I do about fair weather friends? How do I even know if they are fair weather friends? I'm pretty excited that you guys built this friend group. How do I weed out people?
Go for a walk when it's raining. If they reject, they're a fair weather friend.
No, some people just don't like walking in the
rain.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
yeah,
I'm not going to walk in the rain.
What is a fair weather friend?
Oh, fair weather friend is a friend who's just a friend in the good times. But the moment you have, like, hey, I'm having trouble, or you want to reach out and, like, talk about something, or, like, you need help in some way.
Ask him some money.
They just bounce.
No, don't do that.
Especially if you haven't known them for very long.
Like four people.
Like, hey, I need $500.
Look, you can have a conversation and, you know, have a deep philosophical conversation. And if they're like, dude, I just want to, like, watch this movie, shut up. Maybe it's not.
Well, no, you know, if you're watching a movie, I don't like talking during movies.
Right, not during a movie.
I just think that's something you have to just like test it out. Like, do you see each other on the weekends when everyone's getting together to party? Like, is this somebody you're texting? Do they ask about your life? Like, I feel like you just kind of know the people you get closer with, and you just have to test it out. Like, when something happens, reach out if they're there. Obviously, they're a good friend.
But also, like, if you're starting a new friendship, you're not going to know if they're...
Oh, yeah.
It's like everybody's a surface-level friend until you're not.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny, but the only time I've ever heard Fairweather Friend is from a song from Johnny Gill. So I don't really know.
That's a pretty... I don't know. It's common in my life. I've heard that from
a Wait, song. Fairweather Friends?
Yeah, have you not heard
I've
that?
Never heard it until today.
I've never really heard it. To be honest.
Is it an East Coast thing? Ask them where they're from.
Maybe hey, where are you from, dickface? Oh, you're at the pass commenter. Wow. So this is there is a comment with Luke's name in it. But the problem is it's about that thing that we spoke about gay guys.
I don't care.
We're not gonna.
He just wants.
Please, for the love of God! So bad. You've been blue balling me for weeks.
We'll read it, but
no, we'll read it next time.
Well, no.
It's gonna be like
3 months later.
Wait, we'll
on what show is?
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel, where he's like, and we'll have Matt Damon, and then he's like, oh, we don't have enough time.
we'll read it, but we're going to move past
I'm gonna,
it.
I'm going to go home.
Perfect time to read it.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Possibly. All right, there. I really would prefer Jessica. But I'll read it. There are way more closeted bi men than women. They say they are bi, then when it comes down to it, don't actually do anything. I'm confused how it's hard to believe more men will become openly bi in the future to balance out having more sex. There are men right now who have sex with women they don't find attractive. There's men right now who have sex with women who are homeless, dirty, and are fully aware the woman has a disease. Men do all sorts of things to have sex.
And there are also men that aren't having sex.
Luke himself says he thought about it just because he was propositioned. Why on earth wouldn't you believe a man would open up his sexual palate to the same sex? I can 100% see it. Fucking men go to prison and start having sex with men. You think all of them are secretly wanted to have sex with men? No, they were put in a position or a situation where if that's the option, I'm going to take it. Actually, I have a question, Luke.
Let's go.
Let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. Why, like you said that you were propositioned.
I was.
Okay. And you thought about it.
Well, okay, like I thought about it in the way of like, could I even do it? And then I was just like, no, there's no attraction there. Because also, I was very drunk, so the mind wasn't going that
but
fast.
You thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you, wait, hold on, because I want to get this out, so I can move on. Why did you think about it? Why do you think you thought about it?
Because he asked.
That's it? That's actually funny. So you're saying that the only reason that you thought about it was because he asked?
I think so. I mean, it's like coming. I think every guy like.
No, Jamal does. Jamal definitely doesn't have. I don't think Jamal would have thoughts about that, or do you?
Well, I mean, the only reason I have is
sex
I was
with a man.
I mean, I couldn't do it. I'm just not attracted.
But
to
you, but
to
have you ever thought? Have you ever thought? Have you ever thought in your head?
I mean, I probably have like a threesome.
No, with another dude.
You're going straight ass in.
No.
Okay.
I think
okay.
So for me, I think I have been told, oh, I thought you were gay, or I've gotten those kinds of comments enough. I've like, it's kind of like, eventually you start thinking, it's like, fuck, am I gay? You're like, you just get so many comments, just like, but I'm not.
Okay,
so.
go ahead, Chelsea.
So, do you think the attraction was because you're just not attracted to men? Or, like, what if it was a guy that you, like, thought was like, well, this is a handsome guy, like...
Or a trans woman.
Or somebody that you were, like, attracted to. Do you think you would have done it?
Well, I mean, as far as I've experienced, there have been no men that I've been attracted to.
So. Why, because this person, why do you think that men go to prison and have sex with other men?
Because they want to fuck. Okay. And I don't think.
He's in mayonnaise jars.
Oh, okay. I mean, at that point, it becomes desperate. Like, especially for people that were in for a long time. Okay. It's like, so, that's all you're getting.
So if that's the case, then why wouldn't you think in the future men would do that? If men were just desperate to have sex and they're just tired of always being rejected.
Well, I mean, you're comparing people that, you know, have done crimes with the rest of the population.
What does that have to do?
No.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because some people get jailed for dumb shit and they just can't get out of the hole.
But regardless of whether they committed a crime or not, if they're in a situation where they're like, I guess I'll just start having sex with men, why wouldn't that happen in the future if they're desperate enough?
Why hasn't it already happened?
It has. I think it has. I just think it's not open.
I mean, the fact that you were
we got
drunk, the fact that you were drunk and somebody asked you and you thought about it, and you didn't go for it, it actually says a lot more because your inhibitions are lower when you're drunk. So the fact that you were just like, yeah, I was drinking, I was drunk, and somebody propositioned me, and I was just like,
Just to be clear, I don't think Luke is gay. I don't think Luke would have sex with a man. All I'm saying is that men are going to have sex with other men and transgender women because they are tired of not having sex. That's all that I'm saying in the future. I think it's going to be more open versus being closeted now.
But I mean, unless someone's got a really nice ass, I mean, it just hasn't happened yet.
Listen, that's how I started.
I'm going to put it out there. Let people think.
Let people think. Okay. All right. Moving on. Just because something is free doesn't... Oh, shit. I just want to make sure there wasn't any mean stuff in it. Just because something is free doesn't make it good. Just because Finland offers a free baby box doesn't mean it's great. And Sweden's government doesn't offer a baby box. Sorry, pregnant lady. She has the baby. Sorry, pregnant lady. You can lie as much as you want, but Google tells the real story.
Does Google tell the real story?
Google tells you the story you want to know.
Companies in Sweden might offer a baby box, but the government doesn't. I'm from Canada. Do you think our free health is so amazing? I have to stand in an 8-hour line with homeless people waiting for a checkup. My wife found it extremely difficult having our baby because free health means everyone walks in to grab their free whatever. I actually agree with that last part. The first part, whatever, I don't give a fuck about the baby box. But the last part, I've heard that. I've heard that that Canada, like their health care system, it might be free, but like it's not like...
But so is ours. Like you have to wait a long time for shit. Any emergency room, try to get in and out within 5 hours.
In Ohio, when I went to either an emergency room or a health care clinic or whatever, I've not really had to wait that long. Now in Georgia, it's like you're waiting forever. You take the whole day off. You know what I mean?
Now, it's like, you've been to ERs? Because urgent care can be pretty quick.
Yeah, ERs. I've not been to a bunch. I've been like only two, you know. Okay, what is this? All right, do you guys want to read we're going to do two topics. Is that cool, everybody?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, so the first one is on the workplace, how bad is sexism coming from women to women? Oh, shit. I mean, you wrote this shit wrong, but I actually like the question. So I want the women to answer. How bad is sexism in the workplace, woman to woman? Oh, they don't want to say.
I have a unique experience because I work with mostly, like, I don't, it's not bad.
What? In, like, Chelsea, you used to tell me all the time how females are catty and they're talking shit about each other all the time.
It's not, what are you, that's not sexism.
That's everywhere, though.
That's just women.
That's...
But is that sexism of women so against Wigan?
Yeah, wait. You guys just accept... Go ahead, I'm sorry to get drawn.
You guys just accept...
Like that, but, you know.
But you guys just accept that, like... Women are drama, so you're just like, you may want to vent about it, but you're just like, oh no, there's no problem.
Wait, but that's, if just a man women. Did that, y'all would immediately call that sexist.
What type of sexist?
No, Jessica, because you know, so, if a man said that, you would be like, oh, that's sexism right there.
So all you would. What if a woman says, oh, your outfit makes you look like a slut, and a man says, hey, that makes you look like a slut.
That woman, they're gonna say that to other women.
But
it's still the same thing.
Is that not worse? At least, well, a man's up front about it.
Where you're working, there are certain outfits that you should and shouldn't be wearing.
So in an off, I'm warming.
Oh my god. Okay, I think I know what's going on, guys. I think that women accept sexism from other women, but they won't do it to, they won't do it from other men.
How is a scenario where I was,
because if a man said that, you know, you would be calling him sexist.
No, I'm just saying that if you are a teacher in a high school, you should not be wearing an outfit that you are going to wear out to a club to school as a teacher, and that should be dress code, and that should be something that, like, HR takes care of, and that's not sexism.
So what,
that's knowing that there's horny teenage boys looking at you.
So what if you are just that way, so, and a woman says, you look,
you're
bad.
Telling me that if a man went around to all the women and just and made the comment, hey, no, you shouldn't be wearing that. No, you shouldn't be wearing that. Don't put any qualifiers on it. Just, no, you shouldn't be wearing that. No, you shouldn't be wearing that. You're telling me that he wouldn't be looked at as sexist?
Probably would be. But there should also be, like, there's also dress codes in offices and everything.
No, you're
right?
Trying to put qualifiers on it.
I'm saying, have you ever had a contract where you didn't have a dress code? I've had dress codes in offices. I've had dress codes for, like, working at Victoria's Secret or retail or waiting tables. You have dress codes for every single job that I've had.
Wait, you have dress codes for being a waiter? For waitress?
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
single job I've had a dress code. I couldn't wear dangly earrings when I was working at Applebee's. They were like, I'm sorry, that's, like, out of dress code. People couldn't wear hoops. Like, you couldn't wear anything except for, like, a black button-up shirt. And, like...
I think
we're getting too focused on, like, the dress code thing as more... Because, like...
I'm trying to think of a scenario, and I can't think of one, because women talk shit about the women not based on them being a woman. It's just... You know what I mean? Like, I can't describe it.
They'll talk
like,
shit about men. They'll talk shit about
everybody. Go ahead.
But the thing is, they'll talk shit to each other. So, a lot of the drama, we will really never know.
Okay. I want Luke to go ahead. He has a lot to say.
So, I was saying, like, no, every single, you know, woman I've ever worked with, she says, you know, I hate working with women.
Yes, me too.
Every single woman.
I've never had that either.
So, and I guess there's more so, like, in my retail days of, like, kind of, like, you know, basic jobs, but like always it was because of like that's what
the girl know. The girl that I work with, she just went on maternity leave, and she said in the past how she hates female bosses because it's this whole queen bee situation. There's a study out there actually that says that most women hate having female bosses. They don't, not working with women, but like hate having female bosses. Go ahead, you're gonna say something, Chelsea.
We
gotta move on though.
You saying that, I guess the only thing that I've noticed, because like all the other drama that's happened, none of it was really my drama. It was like other people's shit that was happening. But I think the only thing that I've experienced would be issues with like women in management, especially in my last job, because I knew more than they did. And I mean, I had access to things in the system that most of the managers didn't even have just because I worked there longer. So I think the only, that just reminded me, one of the only things that I've had is, like, the whole power struggle. Like, if you're the boss, you have to be, like, yeah, like, queen bee. Like,
no, I was, like, I've worked, actually, most of my bosses have been women. And, like, I've never, well, just different fields. But like I've never had an issue with them, but like I've worked with a lot of women too, and like that's what I've heard at every level.
All right, last word, Michaela.
Now I'm thinking about it. The only thing I've heard, I've never experienced it before. I've only heard that some women that are lower than other women will take them less serious than a man in that same position.
Oh, wow. I would not expect that.
Like if they had, let's say, two managers, and one's a woman, one's a man. Some women will listen to the man more often than the woman, or take him more seriously.
Oh, that makes a little bit of sense, actually. I can see that. All right, we got one more. All right, okay, yeah. A year ago, my friend who is on OnlyFans was raped by one of her users. In court, his lawyer put up screenshots of her nude with captions like, "Why aren't you with me? Don't run. I just want you to fuck me," and captions of that nature. Because they used her captions as a defense to say she was trying to elicit a sexual response so he wouldn't be guilty. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty fucked up, but defense lawyers are gonna do what they're gonna do, but it's pretty fucked up.
I actually so one thing about OnlyFans that one of the things that I don't like about OnlyFans is mentally and psychologically using taking like lonely men and making them think that there's a relationship between you guys.
The parasocial relationship.
Yeah, that I think needs to actually be regulated. Like, dead serious.
It will
like,
never that, happen. I agree, but like, I hate to say this, but it's like, there. I mean, for 99.99% of the population, you know, they understand that it is something that, you know, you are just saying to, you know, get the juices flowing per se. Yeah. But then, like, it's just like...
But if people...
So there are some people that will take that as, like, oh, she really does want me. She really, like, she really wants this. She wants me to come. And unfortunately, there are those disturbed people out there that can't differentiate between, you know, a sexually suggestive message and actual legitimate want. And some people can't differentiate that.
But it's not just a suggestive message there. Some women are catering to certain kinks that, like, I may act like I don't want you, but, you know, I'm here waiting for you or something like that.
Or I'm flying to Las Vegas. Are you going to be there waiting? You know, like, that's...
And she's actually fun. That's just, and also that's too, just stupid.
I think like Jamal has mentioned something like this before, that because like I've used one of his power tools. He's like, hey man, they gotta make these power tools dummy proof for people. I think we need to make, like, even though someone's dumb, even though someone's not smart, we still need to kind of protect them. You know what I mean?
That's something that has to be determined pretty early, and how do you catch that? Is that thing? I mean, because there are actually. I used to work for a bank as a bank teller, and we had people that had accounts where they were in protectorship, as in, you know, the
protectorship
or conservatorship. Essentially, you know, the government, a judge determined that, hey, this person is not mentally fit to take care of themselves. So, you know, they could come in and get some money out, but, like, you know, there were very strict limits, and most of the time they would have come on, usually like one person that handled multiple people that handled their finances for them. So then in that case, you know, a judge, it's impossible to know what happened.
Well, that might be a little bit too far, but Chelsea, go ahead. Last word. We gotta move on.
So let's say they had like disclaimers, like, you know, you pay, you get on a page, you start talking, and this person's like required to give a disclaimer of like, hey, this is entertainment only, blah blah blah. Do you think doing something like that would help protect it? But do you also think that it would impact the, like, sales? Realness of it, you know, because like the people keep paying because they enjoy it so much. Is the guy gonna keep enjoying it when he stops realizing? Cares? Yeah, but that's where their money's coming from. When he's thinking, while she's talking to me, listen, only she's wearing this for me.
I'm sorry. I'm not gonna care whether you're.
It's gonna protect them legally, though.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, though. You can't say, oh, we're gonna protect people, but I need to get my money.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. You can't just, you, at the end of the day.
Well, no, I'm more asking, like, do you think it would, like, the people paying, like, if you paid for an OnlyFans.
No.
Does a parental
advisory on a CD stop people from buying it?
It won't stop, but it's legal. Go ahead.
Because how many people sign these things without actually reading them?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when did you last read your iTunes, you know, updated thing?
I think it should be.
Let's say the message starts and you have to give a disclaimer, like, all of this conversation is paid for.
It's
not real.
I would say that should just be something that people have to read and sign upon signing up to follow you.
I kind of agree.
I agree with that. Just protect them, link. So in just
any messaging that we have, you know, in this like user agreement things, like as like following me and agreeing to pay and like be part of this, any messaging we have together is just for, you know,
entertainment purpose.
Entertainment purpose.
In the case of the listener's friend, like, where they went to court and like trying to use her captions, then she could then be protected. It's like, and like if they try to say that to everyone's like, sorry, he said that he understood that this is for entertainment and sexual
and also,
pleasure purpose
like,
only.
Everything has to stay on that app. So like if you, and that would also protect them, so you can't bring anything to.
So you're saying they can't even meet up or anything?
There are some that meet up.
That is crazy.
If you're gonna meet up with people, then
I'm
that's
pretty sure that, well, at least from what I know, people who do meetups usually have, at least the one girl I know has some form of
that
like
contract. Is a great idea. I think that Jessica,
you want to give me her contact
you
info.
You cannot meet up, you know, at all.
I wouldn't put anything on like a secondary number. I would just be like, this is all for here. And if you're going to move up to like another phone number or another thing, you either have to have a different contract.
But I mean, the reality is that there's a lot of content creators that like have a thing about, you know, making content with their fans. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it really gets hairy even if you do sign a contract.
Yeah, last word. I'm going to look at the last word. I definitely think that there needs to be a contract disclaimer and an e-sign. And there needs to be something because I think it's just fucking with people's heads. We should not be doing that and taking advantage of people. Thank you so much, guys. We're gonna come back with a dating podcast. Bye bye.
Later.